Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple Watch. And in this demonstration, I want to give you a demo of the new feature in Watch OS 2, in this case, time travel, where you can basically move into the future or into the past on apps that support time travel. And the two main apps that I currently use, of course, are Calendar to look at future appointments or past appointments, and of course, Weather, what the weather's going to be like in the future, or what the weather was like in the past, of course, according to the weather app. And hopefully in the future, as more and more third-party complications become available, you'll be able to use the time travel feature with them as well. So let me just tap on my Apple Watch clock face here to wake it up.
12 o'clock to 5 p.m. Play date examined girls.
That's the current appointment for my daughter on family sharing. First of all, let me just say that you can't use this with the digital crown features. So I turn the voiceover digital crown navigation on, which is two fingers three times. One, two, three.
Digital crown navigation on.
Okay, and I scroll my digital crown back towards me.
14 degrees.
Or away from me.
4:41 p.m.
I'm just using the voiceover navigation. So you need to turn that off to use the time travel with the digital crown on the clock face. So two fingers three times. One, two, three.
Digital crown navigation off.
Okay, so let's scroll into the future. Depending on how far you push the digital crown away or back towards you is by how far it will actually jump. So a small turn will move a small increment. The bigger the turn, the higher the increment by minutes or hours into the future, into the past. Okay, so if that's it, let's give it a go. So I wake up my clock face again, touch the screen. So I'm going to scroll forward and away from me because it's on my left wrist.
Time 5:50 p.m.
So it said time travel, 5:50.
6:50 p.m. 7:51 p.m. 8:51 p.m. 9:48 p.m.
So it's 9:48 p.m. into the future. So I'm going to touch the bottom of my screen, left hand side.
Degrees.
So it'll be 13 degrees then. If I flip back to the left.
7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Hospital.
Okay, that's the next appointment on my family sharing calendar at home. That's my daughter's shift at the hospital. So I flip back to the left.
9:48 p.m.
That's the time it will be in the future.
Friday, the 25th of September.
It'll still be Friday.
5 hours, 5 minutes.
And we're 5 hours and 5 minutes into the future. Okay, so I'm going to scroll again forward.
12:22 a.m.
And I'm doing bigger scrolls this time.
2:15 a.m. 3:36 a.m. 4:42 a.m. 6:49 a.m. 9:26 a.m.
Okay, so I'm going to touch the bottom of the screen again.
16 degrees.
So that'll be 16 degrees then. Flick to the left.
7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Or the current calendar appointment.
9:26 a.m.
It's 9:26 a.m.
Saturday, the 26th of September.
We're now on Saturday.
16 hours, 43 minutes.
And we're 16 hours in the future.
11:23 a.m. 4:51 p.m. 6:57 p.m.
Now, just pause it there. This is almost the end of my daughter's shift. Now, have a listen to what the watch does when I scroll forward again.
7:34 p.m.
Okay, you hear that little click? That means there's been an update, in this case, for the calendar app itself. So if I touch the middle of the screen.
7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Hospital.
That's the start of my daughter's next shift on Sunday. So I flip back to the left.
7:34 p.m.
Okay, about 7:34 p.m.
Saturday, the 26th of September.
And on Saturday.
26 hours, 48 minutes.
And we're 26 hours into the future. Now if I skip scrolling forward.
9:25 p.m. 12 a.m.
You might have heard that vibration through the microphone. It's like an elastic band vibration. That means I've gone as far as I can into the future. So I'm going to touch the screen towards the top.
31 hours, 14 minutes.
So I'm 31 hours and 40 minutes into the future. So if I want to scroll into the past quickly, I'm not going to scroll back. I'm just going to press the digital crown once to go back to the current time and date, if you like. So that's basically now. So if I touch my screen.
12 o'clock to 5 p.m. Play date with Sam and girls.
And we're back to the current appointment in family calendar. Flick to the left.
4:46 p.m.
That's the current time and so on. So now I'm going to keep scrolling back into the past.
Time track. 3:42 p.m. 3:19 p.m. 11:50 a.m. 11:30 a.m. 8:39 a.m. 5:55 a.m. 3 a.m. 9:02. 7:50. 6:41
p.m. I'm going to keep going as far as I
can. 12 a.m.
Okay, you heard the zip. Okay, and let's just see how far we've gone back into the past. So I'm going to touch the middle of the screen for the calendar appointment that was back then.
9:30 to 10:30 a.m.
Now that would have been my next upcoming appointment on the calendar. So flip back to the left.
12 a.m.
It's 12 a.m.
Thursday, the 24th of September.
On Thursday.
Minus 40 hours, 47 minutes.
And we've gone back minus 40 hours. Okay. So I'm going to scroll forward.
12:50 a.m.
Past that 9:30 to 10:30 appointment.
7:46 a.m. 9:53 a.m. 10:05 a.m. 10:40 a.m.
Touch the middle of the screen.
3 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. Catch up concerning help desk.
Okay, that was my next appointment after that 9:30, 10:30 appointment. And interestingly, it didn't actually beep that time. So I don't know if it only does the little beep to notify there's been a change if you're going into the future. But I just noticed if I scroll around in the past, it doesn't do that beep notification. So I press the digital crown to go back to the main current time and date. And that's it for time travel. So a couple of things to remember about time travel. You can't use it with the Digital Crown voiceover navigation. So that's two fingers three times to toggle it off if you've got it on. Thank you, watch, you just went to sleep. The amount you scroll forward and backward depends on how far you turn the Digital Crown. When there's a complication change, you'll normally get a little beep to let you know that you can check one of the complications on the screen. In this case, I was checking the calendar. I could have also checked the weather icon as well. And for me, I could scroll about 30 hours into the future and 40 hours into the past. If I wanted to get back to my current date and time, I just press the Digital Crown once to come back to the current date and time. When you're scrolling forwards or backwards, you can flick through and find out the current time, the current date, and how many hours you've gone into the future or into the past. But just keep in mind, these only work with complications that can do things like time travel, i.e. the calendar app, the weather app, and hopefully third-party apps where they become more available, such as estimated time of arrival when you're going somewhere in a city, for example, on different days or in peak hour and so on. Completes this bit of a play around with time travel on watch OS 2 on your Apple Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.